Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 218. This show is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. Find the official site at weownthistown.net or hit us up at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for updates about the latest episodes from every show on the network. If you want to, you can also reach out to me personally at michael@weownthistown.net. That is, if you prefer an email. It's there. I'm ready for your incoming emails. If you're not listening to all of the We Own This Town shows, you're kind of robbing yourself of some quality content. Why would you do that? There's a new Hot Minute episode all about the hottest advertising icons, and it is absolutely, objectively hilarious. There's a new Into the Wormhole with Larissa and Lauren that takes a look at pregnancy and maternity in the Star Trek world. Not a subject that gets tackled too often given the male-centric view of the various series. Very insightful. Thick as Thieves recently ended their second season with an episode all about the crime-ridden life of 16th century oil painter Caravaggio. And San Dimas Today interviewed Dr. Amy Stock, aka Missy, all about her involvement with the Bill and Ted 3 movie. That is a lot of stuff. So yeah, check that out at weownthistown.net or just open up your favorite podcast app and search for We Own This Town. Everything that we offer will come up there. On a personal note, I'm sitting in the studio on a Sunday afternoon recording this right now, and there's a lot of bizarre activity happening on the street behind me. Generally here in Wedgwood, Houston, it's pretty quiet, but there was a man sitting in his car right behind the studio blasting funky Cold Medina, like as loud as possible. I just can't even fathom what's going through that person's life right now. So if you hear some weird environmental noise just sort of seeping through on the microphone here, that's why. Some strange things are afoot in Wedgwood, Houston. For this episode of this show, we've got another wild batch of local music for you. This episode really runs the gamut, seriously, so I hope you're ready for that. Last Friday was Bandcamp Friday, so I got a ton of new music. I'm excited to share it. Love that Bandcamp Friday. But let's just do this, dive right in with a special collaborative piece from Wilder Water.
Thank you. fly beers in the mouth, punching my bruises.
That was Wilder Water featuring Andrew Combs from the collaborative EP One. I snagged that on Bandcamp, but looking at the entry now, it seems that the album won't actually be fully released until December 25th. It seems I have accidentally shared an exclusive here on the show, and I didn't even know it. Wilder Water is the pseudonym of multi-instrumentalist Aaron Schaefer Heiss, and the EP features the likes of Andrew Combs, Aaron Ray, Kashana Armstrong, Shelley Fairchild, and more, each taking lead on the individual tracks. I was very tempted to play the Aaron Ray song because it is so good, but I wanted to hit you with the banger here to start off the show, and I picked the Andrew Combs song, which is also excellent. I suppose you have something pleasant to look forward to now on December 25th, when One will be officially released. Up next, a bit of instrumental hip-hop that's been really hitting the spot for me. This is Tree Dream Inc. Cypher Rolling from Tree Dream Inc. off of the Full Effect EP. I stumbled on this during Bandcamp Friday and frankly have no information other than the album description to go off of. It is, quote, old school beats that strive to evoke the golden era of hip hop and represent all coasts from the east to the west to the dirty. That was plenty to sell me on it. The EP is short, just 3 tracks, each under 2 minutes, but they really hit the spot. I don't think this is on the streaming services yet, so click through in the episode description to hear more. Let's stick with the hip-hop and hear a brand new track from We Own This Town mainstay, Brian Brown.
Choo-choo. Yeah.
expectations at a distance. I am not what you've been missing. Really just a nigga with intention, whole lot of ambition, willing to pay attention at any instance. Your two cents could change the way I go and get a shit. Still need every damn prezzy, fuck the politics. Dollar signs keep the people talking, ain't no optional. Better make your way to it, round here that ain't optional. Rooted from a heritage of hustlers, what we stopping for? Only the important things, family, my sanity, clarity, charity. Rest the burdens I've been carrying, as a later that be necessary. Doze off, get the daydreaming about something legendary, you know. Black women of all complexion, living freely, never stressing. Niggas never terrified, would never fuck ass 12 robot. Make new with what we got, but turn it new on summer guy. But me, give me something from the pages of Car and Driver. A bad bitch that a grocery shop with a nigga plus. Plenty more I won't change though, right now I'm just venting, so don't mind me. It's been a long time, this on that 3 in the morning, you on the G-Ride. Let's slide, R.I., T-Screw, Long Live, Sweet James. Got a Jones up in my bones, think I found my niche again. Counting blue hunters, new chains, go range, where am I, Michigan? No need for timeouts, got nothing to lose, and a whole lot to gain. Eastside.
That was Car and Driver from Brian Brown off the new EP, Vanity Pack. From a post on Instagram, Brown says, quote, "This is just some things that have been on my mind during all this bullshit, plus some things I want and would like to see out of this world," end quote. It's a fairly succinct description if I ever heard one. Over on the site Ringleader, there was a nice rundown of the release, and it mentions that Namir Blade, who we played on the show last week, provided some production on the track we just heard. It's just two tracks, but it's great to continue to see Brown pump out new music on a regular basis. Very big fan over here. All right, let's just make this a full-on hip-hop block and play a brand new, to me, artist, Cody, Cody, Cody.
Park is a grand slam, and they kick shit like Van Damme. Call me the GOAT, I'm the damn man. They were sleeping on me, called the Sandman. With me and Nice Lico, she get crazy in the lab, fam. I'm whipping a piss like a whip in the kitchen, but I ain't talking about no damn eggs. Call plays and I'm like audible. Don't try to tell me what I oughta do. Level up, that's what you gotta do. I just want the bag, I know what you trying to prove. Won't stop grinding till my whole team comfortable. I'm pulling up and I'm punctual. Don't mix me with none of that sucker shit. We eating steak, y'all niggas eat Lunchables.
Today I feel great. Hit a lick by the grace. Keep it food on my plate. Mix the love with the hate. Need the views with the lake. Tryna get more the bait. I'ma ice at my bait. Got explicit taste.
Just hit a lick by the grace of God. Bet on myself and I take the odds. Didn't play myself, I just played my cards. Birdman hand rub. Stronger than ever, can't break the mob. Call me Nettie P cause I'm sitting large. When the time come and we gon' let them stop. The stories you tell a facade.
We know it.
This rap shit all a mirage. Nice got the rhythm of the night, but I'm not of the bunch. We really in charge.
In too deep, no stop it.
Can't stop it.
Tell me who hot, who pop.
What you doing? Running this shit like boss.
No doubt.
Time to add some win to the losses.
Today I feel great. Hit a lick by the grace. Keep it food on my plate. Mix the love with the hate. Need the views with the lake. Tryna get more the bait. I'ma ice at my bait. Got explicit taste.
That was Cody 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 featuring Dereal A1 with the new single Today. This one came through Instagram as a much appreciated heads up that Cody 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 had just released a track. I'm just now getting familiar with the back catalog here, but there's a lot of overlap with likes of Fustan, B. Howard, Bamboo Sav, and obviously Dereal A1. With that kind of vetting, I'm sure to enjoy more. Click through on the episode description to hear more from Cody Cody Cody, which, quite frankly, I thought was going to be a play on Tony, 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 and I'm a little shocked it wasn't, but maybe as I dig deeper, I'll find some subtle reference to all that. All right, let's change it up now and go with three extremely short breakneck speed tracks of punk. Seriously, less than 2 minutes. That was Magic Medallion with the songs, plural, Sushi Night, Hyper Pig, and Loaf Lord. That's off the Fast Dog single, a song title that does not appear within those three tracks, but I suppose that's not the point. If you can cram three songs into less than 2 minutes, you're a fast dog. This was released on West Riff Records, a label I really didn't know much about, but did some reading up on, and it started in Kentucky amongst a group of friends that felt a little disenfranchised by the tiny town they lived in, so they just made up a label and started putting out records. It was eventually renamed to West Riff, but it's a story that I can empathize with. It's a feeling a lot of us can probably empathize with, that disenfranchisement is a very real feeling, kind of no matter where you grow up. Anyway, I'll be keeping an eye on West Riff and digging more into their offerings. Frankly, I don't even know if Magic Medallion is a Nashville band, but I'm playing it fast and loose over here today, and the label being from Nashville was enough for me. Okay, let's crank up the high optimism vibe with another instrumental track. This one, way more proggy, from Arc Echo. We'll be right back. That was To the Moon for Mark Echo off their brand new EP, Story One. They call themselves melodic riffers for your prog needs, and that feels very apt. The guitar is noodling at a breakneck pace, but I find something highly uplifting about it. You can just envision this band on stage squealing out these songs in a sweaty mass of people soaking it in completely. The entire EP isn't quite as frantic as this track, but it's a lot of guitar. A lot. I say that in the most pleasing way. Go check it out. Link, as always, in the episode description. All right, changing styles again into a dash of, I don't know, emo pop?
You can cry, you can moan while you wait by the phone. I don't care where you are, I don't care where you go. I can't live without you, but this feeling's not good. I don't know, I don't know, I don't care where you go.
Parasite from Early Humans off of the just-released album A Wave. I called that emo pop before we jumped in, but that may not be entirely accurate. It actually reminds me of the band Thunderbirds Are Now, which would be classified more as post-punk with a dash of new wave. That feels much more apt here. The track is poppy and anthemic and very much has its heart on its sleeve. Those aren't bad things in the slightest. It's definitely nice to hear something so open and vulnerable while also being a memorable pop song. Please go check out that full record, which is, as you guessed, linked in the episode description. Now let's hear a remix featuring two artists I've been quite intrigued by lately. This is Gardening, Not Architecture, being remixed by Vane Melter.
I won't forget those
Fossils, remixed by Vane Melter, by Gardening Not Architecture. As I noted, I've been really intrigued by both of these artists the past year and was quite excited to hear this collaboration. I love the results. Hard stop on that statement. The original track was released way back in 2015 and is actually an acoustic guitar-based song. Definitely a captivating piece in itself, but Vane Melter has largely reinvented the piece, which makes it just that much more intriguing. The song will have a video release for it on October 14th, which is, much to my surprise, National Fossil Day. That's just a few days away, so I'll be keeping an eye out for that. Any excuse to hear that song again is A-okay with me. Very cool. All right, here comes another new discovery for me via a happenstance encounter on Instagram. This is Dion. Love is Kind from Dion off the just-released album Electric Wave. The entire release has this similar languid and smooth vibe to it. More in the R&B realm than hip-hop, but artists like The Weeknd are making tracks similar to this, and I wouldn't call him R&B. Maybe I'm overly obsessed with genre. I think that's probably true. I don't know a ton about Dion, but I'm happy to have run across it. It's just another fantastic example of the diversity of styles and range that the Nashville music scene has. Don't let folks tell you that there's not quality, spacey, sexy tracks coming out of Music City. Dion is proof that we got the goods. All right, next up is another new-to-me artist called The Future Cast. As we're sliding into October, I've got dark music on my mind. This one feels like a good Halloween playlist candidate.
Every morning you
That was The Future Cast with Touch of Love, one of several singles available on Bandcamp. The Future Cast is the pseudonym of Matt Robinson, who used to play in a band called Calico Cat that we played on this show, well, back in 2011. I was a fan of that band and was quite pleased to get an email from Robinson informing me that he was still making music. Go click through in the episode description to hear the other tracks he's released. They aren't all in this same dark wave style, but they're all an entertaining and interesting listen as they cross through different genres. Okay, we're going to end the show with a dash of contemplative music from Bill Eberle. That was Q2 from Bill Eberle off of the Giving Time EP. A rather pleasant track amongst a batch of songs that are equally as pleasant. His write-up on the album is insightful and kind, so I'll just read it in full here. Quote, "This is music that was made over the last few months as an attempt to create a space of healing and exploration for myself. It is small and funny and delicate, but provides me with some room to pause. It was made mostly right after putting the kids to sleep, singing songs and brushing teeth and giving kisses, feeling the dissonance between their openness and love and the pervasive violence of our society that has been so thick in the air. Over the past year, I've been so grateful for the many leaders and activists and friends who have shared their insight and energy with the aim of dismantling the white supremacist patriarchy that we live in. As a white cis man, it is my time to listen and to learn." End quote. I mean, that's a fantastic bit of insight there. All proceeds from the record go to the Trans Student Educational Resources, a youth-led organization dedicated to transforming the educational environment for trans and gender nonconforming students. That's a mouthful, but basically it's an incredible organization with a really great cause. I mean, overall, this is great music with a great cause. You can do no wrong here. Click through to the episode description and treat yourself to some music and contribute to a wonderful cause. I believe Eberle is actually matching contributions up to a certain amount. Fantastic. Big fan. That is our episode. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. The direct messages are open, and your songs are getting through. Thank you to Real A1 for the heads up. Keep an eye on weownthistown.net for updates about all of the new episodes from all of our wonderful We Own This Town shows. They really are fantastic. I know I am biased, but I really believe in the greatness of the stuff that they're putting out. It's so good. The music bed for this show is by Upright D-Rex Music. Find them at uprightdrexmusic.com. Take care, wear the mask, stay healthy. Bye.